This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, Take-A-Mania time. We'll get to Take-A-Mania here in just a second. Best of Times is the movie you're
Best
thinking
of times,
with, yeah. Robin Williams. Multiple textures. Thank you. Too many textures to thank.
I think it's Kurt Russell. I think Kurt Russell
was in it. Yeah. Best of Times, 1989, with Kurt Russell, overalls in the Dirty Bay, whatever that means. Best of Times, Robin Williams, Kurt Russell. Hilarious movie. That's from Kano.
Yeah, I bet it was a better movie.
Directed by Francis Ford Coppola.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I didn't even know he did comedy. He's probably got 29 good comedies.
One texter saying.
Yeah. So okay. I'll watch that sometime in the future.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way,
that sounds like one you might be able to get for free on YouTube.
Yeah. And shout out to Rob Long, who is the Baltimore radio host of which you were speaking earlier in the show. Because he does sidelines, pregame, and postgame for the Orioles on their radio. So he was up here. He's up here for this series, obviously. So he was using a studio across the hall. And he pointed out, he said, hey, the Orioles did you guys a solid the last couple days. And I said, we just got done talking about that.
Yeah.
The house money. Two Oriole wins that none of us were expecting.
I was wondering if that was Rob Long, the baseball player that I remembered so well. And I think it might have been who had 3 years of minor league baseball.
I said, what would you do? I was testing him. I said, what would you do if I came in and puffed out my chest about the Astros versus the Orioles? He said, I would bring up the Ravens against the Texans. I said, that is the correct answer. But we hope to change that in week 5 this year when the Texans travel to Baltimore to take on the Ravens. All right, you ready for Take-A-Mania, my friend?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
We haven't done one of these in like a month.
Yeah, we've had a champion who's been a champion for a month, but only because we haven't played a game.
We've been on hiatus. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Like WWE took a vacation for a month, which never happens.
Mm-hmm.
Here is the reigning defending champion. This is Hayden Winks of Underdog, talking about the DeAndre Hopkins trade back in 2020 and why the Texans won that trade.
You probably think that the Texans lost that David Johnson for DeAndre Hopkins trade, but guess what? You turned out to be wrong.
Wrong!
In addition to getting David Johnson, the Texans also received a 2020 second round pick and a 2021 fourth rounder. That second round pick, well, immediately wasted, nose tackle, nobody cares. But that 2021 fourth rounder turned out to be awesome down the line. The Texans called the Panthers the next draft, offered that fourth round pick and some other draft capital to move all the way up to 89th overall. They really had nobody at wide receiver, so they took developmental ex-wide receiver Nico Collins. Definitely took out some time, but Nico Collins is now a bona fide superstar and a 12th overall pick over on Underdog Fantasy.
How do you like them, Max?
More importantly, the Texans have C.J. Stroud and Nico Collins under contract through at least the 2027 season. They've already won 2 playoff games together. In those games, Nico Collins, 96 yards in a tutty, 122 yards in a tutty.
Okay.
Not bad for just a throw-in.
No, I, tutty, there's so many the things tutty that are wrong with help. That. I can't even, like, how do I like them apples? There are no apples. There's no apple to like. You talk, for one, he's treating it like this was a DeAndre Hopkins for Nico Collins
trade, straight up.
Doing,
yeah.
He actually said it almost like that David Johnson was actually a good thing in that trade. In his bloated salary and everything else. Hey, not only did they get David Johnson,
right,
but they also got a fourth round pick that would be used as part of a package to move up eventually get Nico Collins.
Yes.
As opposed to every other thing that's ever. This is like he played some game of like, let me take 20 random events and see if I can link them all together. And then we'll
cherry pick the best one.
And because this happened first and then something good happened.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. The good thing happened because the bad thing happened.
You hate this take more now than you did when it won the championship a month ago.
I do because I didn't know. I hate myself because I didn't really lean into enough that it wasn't even the actual pick that they traded for DeAndre Hopkins that was used to trade. Then it would still be a bad take. Even if they had gotten the second round pick and used that pick for Nico Collins himself, it would still be a bad take because you had you sold an asset at far below market value, and then you used some of the scraps that you got to later on make a good decision. They're two independent things.
And again, the funniest part of all this to me is that in that memo that Jack Easterby put out after the DeAndre Hopkins trade to the media, where there were like 15 bullet points on why this trade was awesome, is that there was literally a bullet point where it said, nobody's talking about the fourth round pick we got in 2021. Yeah. Oh, yes, they are now.
Oh, they are.
Five years later, they're talking about it. Hayden Winks is the champion on Take a Mania, and he's talking about it.
So it's a really bad take.
Okay, you ready for the three challengers?
Yes.
Here we go. Jason McIntyre, Colin Cowherd's little sidekick there.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to apologize.
This one wins already. I don't even know what it's about.
I'm going to apologize in advance because the audio quality is not great because this one made its rounds by someone like shooting video of their TV.
Uh-huh.
So it's not. And I looked everywhere for the actual like direct feed to it, but it's so bad it needs to be played. Here is Jason McIntyre. Keep in mind, prior to this take you're about to hear about the Kansas City Chiefs, they were doing their predictions for who's going to make the playoffs, and he had already put the Tennessee Titans and the Jacksonville Jaguars into the 2025 postseason when he said this about the Chiefs.
The headline for the Kansas City Chiefs this season will be T-Swift drops new album as T-Kelsey drops out. Look at that. Travis Kelce on stage with Taylor Swift. I'm sorry. I got to stick to it, guys. I've been on this boat for months. I get it. The wide receiver room should be upgraded. By the way, the Rashee Rice news today, he's going to play the first few games, but we'll see due to a September 30th hearing. I got to see it. I don't see it from Kelce. I didn't see it in the playoffs. Obviously, we're Taylor Swift fans here on the show. I'm sorry. I see some drop-offs for the Chiefs. It's tough to stay on top forever without reinventing yourself. I didn't see the reinvention this offseason, Colin. I know it's crazy, and I'm sure Nick is very upset watching this, but I don't have the Chiefs in the playoffs. I'm sticking with
it. Chiefs out of the playoffs, Titans, Jags in the playoffs. This one almost can't win because we got to listen to the audio quality again if it wins.
Yeah.
But it's an opinion.
Uh-huh.
It's an opinion.
The biggest thing that I took issue with was apparently he didn't watch the Kansas City
Houston
game when he didn't show up in the playoffs.
He didn't show up in the playoffs for 110 yards or whatever.
Right. Yeah, I mean, he showed up for at least one game. Now, certainly, obviously, he didn't do much in the Buffalo game.
Nobody did anything in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and then the Super Bowl, it was just whatever. I think so. What's worse though, that the take that the Chiefs won't make the playoffs and the Titans and the Jaguars are in? Because Kelce's going to fall off at some point. We've seen the last couple of years. He's just not moving the way he used to move.
He supposedly refocused himself this offseason. We'll see what happens.
The Chiefs showed that, though, they could make the Super Bowl this year without the offense functioning the way that it typically does. I don't think that Travis Kelce is the one thing that's going to... Travis Kelce not playing like himself has already happened. He's not the prime guy that he used to be, and yet the Chiefs were still a Super Bowl participant this year.
Yeah.
I almost want to ignore... I guess both the Titans and the Jaguars making the playoffs. That's a little bit ambitious.
We're usually a little more sensitive to like it's this guy's opinion, and opinions are not necessarily equate to takes. So I'm with you like on the whole, like, okay, you can have an opinion the Chiefs won't make the playoffs. That happens.
Yeah. That's just dumb to throw in both the Jaguars and the Titans.
Well, and they went 15-2. To your point, they went 15-2 with Kelce being pedestrian last year.
This isn't as bad, though, as basically saying that the Texans traded traded DeAndre Hopkins for Nico Collins.
I'm with you on that. So Hayden Winks kicks out. I'm glad you didn't pick that just because the audio quality wasn't great.
Plus, it felt a little bit like it was might have been a hot take segment or something. Like a bold prediction
or whatever.
I tried to give guys passes on
those. Well, but Jason McIntyre has so many bad opinions.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of bad opinions, man.
I didn't like – back when he used to run that website that he did.
The Big Lead.
The Big Lead, which was very successful. He would print blatantly wrong things and then never either retract it or clarify it or anything.
Yeah, yeah. He's carved out quite a career for himself, man. All right, this one is Cam Ward. And again, this is an opinion, but there can be bad opinions, which thus are bad takes. This is Cam Ward, the quarterback for the aforementioned Tennessee Titans, saying this about his wide receiving core.
I think I also have a top five receiver core in the NFL, including the young guys who are able to make plays. It's really all about just us or myself putting the ball in their frame of work, letting them make a play. And then it's also those guys being aggressive to make plays for the team.
Okay, so Seth, you tell me if this wide receiving core is a top five wide receiving core. Because he didn't name names.
Yeah.
Calvin Ridley.
Oh, yeah.
Tyler Lockett.
Mm-hmm.
Van Jefferson.
That's right.
Elik Ayemanur, rookie out of Stanford. Shamir Dyke.
My God.
Mason Kinsey. That's their two deep at wide receiver. Top five.
Yeah.
I would say by definition, to have a top five receiving core, you need to have a receiver that at least threatens the top five receivers individually.
Yeah, for a player who's just trying to support his teammates, it's got to be a really, really egregiously bad take. Like usually, it has to be something with some negativity sprinkled in somehow. If he had said they're even better than specifically these teams or whatever, better than any best one in the division, somehow it would have been more aggressive for him to say the best wide receiving core in the division than top five in the league.
You're spitballing top
five. Yeah, he's trying, and he's a rookie. He's just trying to say and do the right thing. So
okay.
I'm going to give him a pass on that
one. Okay, there you go. That's fair.
It's a
bad take.
It's a horrendous take.
Yeah,
it's horrendous.
They're fourth in the AFC South.
But yeah, teammates supporting teammates and fathers or mothers supporting their sons. I don't.
Cooper Flagg back in the
day. Yeah, I'm not gonna I can't blast somebody for just trying to stand
somebody. That's fair. I mean, yeah, like are the Texans wide receivers better than those guys I just named? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Jags have Brian Thomas Jr. and Travis Hunter in their receiving core. Automatically makes them better. And I think the Colts got a sneaky little receiving core. They just don't have anybody that can deliver the football to them. Adonai Mitchell and Josh Downs and Michael Pittman Jr.
I will not make the mistake that I made with one Samuel Darnold, Sean. I'm waiting to see what Daniel Jones looks like.
Okay.
I am 100% not sleeping on Daniel Jones.
Okay.
Not because I'm predicting he's going to be really good or anything, but we've seen better versions of Daniel Jones than we've seen as of late.
Yeah.
And we've seen quarterbacks like Sam Darnold. The leap of Daniel Jones to credibility is not nearly as high as Sam Darnold's leap was.
Yeah.
Sam Darnold was a mess. He showed some good things in Carolina, but if you take Sam Darnold with the Jets to where he was last year with the Vikings, that's a much bigger jump than potentially getting the best version of Daniel Jones.
No, you're right about that.
Yeah.
You're right about that. All right, last one. So Hayden Winks hanging on to the title. Here is Stephen A. Smith. Boy, we've been football heavy on this one. I like this. Take a Mania has been about baseball and basketball a lot. I like that we got some football. Stephen A. Smith is talking about the Chiefs. It's the second negative Chiefs opinion we've had in Take a Mania. He is looking at the Super Bowl last year and saying this about the Chiefs' chances of making it to the Super Bowl again.
Himself to some degree. Give him about a 40% chance. Stops there. Here's the reason why I'm going to be more direct than you. When you get your ass kicked, like they got their ass kicked, it's a different animal. Now, that's not verbiage we normally use on First Take, but it is apropos. Go to the highlights, third quarter of the Super Bowl. Tell me when you have ever seen Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce sitting on a bench together like this. Yeah, man. Yeah. Damn. It was that kind of ass kicking. Yeah. They did not cross midfield until the third quarter. Think about that. Their first nine possessions was five plays or less. They got stomped. And Andy Reid looked ill-equipped to do anything about it.
I will
Patrick
say
Mahomes looked ill-equipped to do anything about it.
The part that's bad about this happened in the very first 5 seconds. We didn't need all the rest of that's my bad, Ben. I should have cut that thing short. Stephen A. Smith saying that the Chiefs have a 40% chance of going to the Super Bowl and then talking about it for another minute and a half.
Yeah, like about all, how it's awful all negative. They were, they're all
yeah,
broken
like,
and everything.
Here's why they, the implication being, yeah. here's why they only have a 40% chance to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the AFC title odds right now in front of me. First of all, the Chiefs are third on there behind the Ravens and the Bills. On the one I'm looking at, they are plus 425. Plus 425 extrapolates, Seth, to a 16-17% chance to win the AFC.
Yeah.
He's talking about how horrible they are and giving them double the odds.
This is just having a vast,
zero misunderstanding
of the way the actual probability works and how hard it is to go to a Super Bowl or win a Super Bowl.
It's a horrible take.
Yes. It's a horrible, horrible take. And yet it doesn't offend me. Well, let me think about it for a second.
Well.
What else am I missing? Because you're offended as a gambler
I'm offended as a gambler, yeah. I'm offended as a gambler.
You're offended that you don't have a chance to get Stephen A. Smith into some potential bets based on this kind of stuff.
Oh, I'd go to, you kidding me? I'd walk right up to a sports book and empty the chamber. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
I'm offended because he acts like, this is the thing. Okay, yes, a horrendous loss can be demoralizing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Have the Chiefs and that core group of players and coaches not earned any acknowledgement or credit for maybe being able to come back Bounce from back. Adversity or a bad loss? Like their entire season, it looked like they should have no actual rational reason for getting back to the Super Bowl the way they were winning games and whatnot, except that the Chiefs do have this knack for winning.
Yeah.
So
yeah, they're 15-2.
You're basically questioning the mental toughness of a team that's annoyingly demonstrated really good mental toughness.
So you don't like that.
If anything, I would worry more that, oh man, that loss is going to really reignite something with the Chiefs, and you're gonna see a different version of Pat Mahomes with even more of like a killer's glare in his eyes.
They got blown out by the Buccaneers in the Super Bowl back in the 2020 season.
What happened after that? Did they ever recover from it?
They ended up winning two more Super Bowls after that.
That sounds like a recovery.
All right, so what? Yeah, exactly.
No, he doesn't supplant.
Nope.
Because remember,
Hayden Winks kicks out again, man.
And we need to really lay this out. Hayden Winks says that the DeAndre Hopkins trade wasn't bad because they ended up using one of the picks from that trade to help draft Nico Collins.
Mm-hmm.
It was the fourth rounder plus two other picks. So it was one of three picks that they used to trade up to get Nico Collins that ended up becoming Nico Collins. And it's a horrendously bad take.
Yep.
It's a horrendously bad take.
So that remains the champ.
Yes.
This feels like a champ that might sustain for a little while.
Of all the arguments you might make, and I'll listen to any argument about how, well, it wasn't this bad because of a look at DeAndre Hopkins afterwards, whatever. Like, whatever. I disagree with all of them, but this is the worst I've ever heard. Ever.
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 And you are the judge and jury when it comes to Take a Mania.
Well, the worst regarding the DeAndre Hopkins.
The DeAndre Hopkins.
The worst explanation.
Yeah. It's one of the few explanations for it. Like, most people agree that it just sucked.
I know. Some people say, well, look at DeAndre. If you look at his career afterwards and everything, which is, you could do that with almost, that's why trades are really dicey, because usually that is how it works out.
You got to see how it ages.
Hey, you trade
all the
for
way
an
out.
Agent, but you got to look at what was the current value. People would do that with Clowney. They'll say, well, look at what Clowney did afterwards. No.
In that
The point is, in that moment, the defensive end from Seattle that got traded.
Jacob Martin.
From Seattle that got traded to Kansas City.
Frank Clark.
Yeah, Frank Clark, right. Like the Frank Clark trade, they got more for Frank Clark.
Yep.
And at a time where Jadeveon, anyway, it's just, it's
bad.
What is his value in that moment?
In that moment, in that moment. All right, Payne and Pendergast, that was fun. So we still have a reigning defending champion that held onto the strap for Take a Mania. All right, up next, Will Anderson. What a way to get into the 9 o'clock hour. Well, we're into the 9 o'clock hour. Will Anderson Jr. met with the media yesterday. The value of joint practice. If you listen to Will Anderson while you're doing anything strenuous and complaining about it, listen to Will Anderson talk about how he feels in a joint practice in 98-degree heat. We've got that for you coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hi, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Friday. Will Anderson went to the podium yesterday. Those are magical words. We love when Will Anderson speaks. My favorite Houston Texan, on the value of joint practices with the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, it was good value. It was just to see something different early on before we get to the season, to see different looks, to see different schemes, go against different guys, just to see what different teams or how different teams are going to attack us. And I think it just gives us a good, clear picture of how we're going to be attacked this year on defense, you know, some of the different looks we're going to get, some of the different runs we're going to get. So I think it's very important for days like this.
Okay, was that, hold up.
No, it was not sped up. I checked this morning. When I was recording
Dude,
it.
Dude, he sounds like Kramer when Kramer got all-you-can-drink lattes from that coffee company.
Sean, I was recording it to get the video and then turn it into audio.
You weren't at 1.25 speed?
I thought I was. I checked my settings. It was at normal speed.
Dude.
Will always talks fast, but he used to as a young player. He would kind of get ahead of himself. Yeah. And I could empathize with him because I struggle from the same affliction at times. And I thought at the time, he's going to have to learn what I did, which is somehow slow down a little bit. Will said, no, hell no.
Dude, Will's he's in the damn
I'm
HOV
just
lane.
Get really good yeah. at speaking really fast.
Yep. Yeah, 160
who's
right
the little,
there.
Who's the little political commentator dude that talks so fast?
I don't know.
Who is that? Is that Ben Shapiro? Oh, yeah, he talks super fast. I don't know. That's who he is. He's football's
Will
version
Anderson.
Of Pat.
Yeah. Yes. Wow. Okay, are these other cuts this fast?
I don't know.
Because we're going to have a lot of time left in this segment if Will doesn't eat this up.
I think I only
get... we get a good 8 minutes out of this. We might get a minute and a half.
I was just waiting for him to stumble. He never stumbled at
no,
all.
No. He's great. Here's Will Anderson. We didn't even comment on what he talked
what
about.
What was he
there.
Talking about?
The play it again, Ben.
No, it only takes
like 4 seconds, okay. So he talked really fast.
Yeah, it was good value. It was just to see something different early on before we get to the season, to see different looks, to see different schemes, go against different guys, just to see what different teams or how different teams are going to attack us. And I think it just gives us a good, clear picture of how we're going to be attacked this year on defense, you know, some of the different looks we're going to get, some of the different runs we're going to get. So I think it's very important for days like this.
I'm still totally distracted by the speed with which he speaks, man.
I must have accidentally sped that up or something.
He's fat. Well, let's see what happens okay. with the other ones here.
Because I did check it at some point.
He was talking about the value of joint speed. Practice.
Yeah.
I agree it's valuable.
It's we talked about that earlier, how much I loved it as a player.
Right.
And specifically, when I had to go against Chris Myers, who's a rookie, I was like, ah,
punk.
This is good work I'm getting against this rookie, but you're kind of making me look bad, kid.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right. Not the way we do it in the business.
That's right. Here is Will Anderson on how he thought the defense played, a little self-critical here, against the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, we got to get better. We have to get better. We had some good things that we had done. We got to be a little bit more disciplined, man. Like I said, this is a really good chance to see where we are defensively, just to go against somebody new. And we just got to keep stacking days, keep leveling up, and taking it each day by each day, man. And I think it just comes down to executing the right way and everybody being on the same page.
Okay.
That was slowed down a little bit.
Slowed down a little bit. He even paused a couple times, said, kind of stopped himself.
Yeah.
Let somebody merge into the HOV lane in front of him.
There's two things. We've got two clips of audio. That one where he talked about, they needed to do things better. There were false starts. They weren't as crisp as you typically expect them to see. And now it is interesting. I keep thinking more and more about the guy on my live stream that said, hey, you think that has anything to do with the fact that D'Amico was on the offensive side of the ball the whole time? I'm skeptical that it would be, but you never know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be.
New guys steering the ship a little bit. Matt Burke taking full control the presence of Nico.
This is D'Amico. Necessary broken glass that needs to happen in order for D'Amico to become the CEO of the operation.
Yes, and for D'Amico to inject...
sacrifice a practice against the Panthers, so be it.
He needs to sprinkle his swarm dust on the offense for a while, because there's lots of swarm on the defensive side of the ball.
That's right.
Very little swarm dust on the
offense.
He needs
to walk up to each player on the offense and go right in their face.
Yeah.
Like, why are you coughing on me? I'm like, I'm giving you the swarm spituals.
But this is where Will is really good, because he was asked about his confidence level in the defense despite having such a rough day.
Today you have days like this in camp. This is what you get. This is what primes you to get ready for the season. These are the type of days that you have to go through in order to be great and to have great defense, man. You have to go through dog days like this when it's hot outside, when you're grinding, plays back to back, all that type of stuff. That's what gets you ready for the season. So I'm really glad that we got a chance to come out here and do this today.
Okay, so yeah, I mouthed to Seth, I'm like, sped up. And I didn't mean sped up, I meant he was back to talking fast again.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And sped up from the previous cut. That was the cut I was listening to. That was the cut from Will Anderson I was listening to as I was on the elliptical yesterday. First time I'd been on the machine in a while, because we were in West Virginia and practice this week. And I'm like 5 minutes in and I'm sweating and I'm breathing heavy. And this guy just got off a practice field for 2 hours in 98 degree heat. And he's like, this was amazing being out here today. And I'm like, oh my God, talk to me, Will.
My moment was when I was watching CJ Stroud and I felt like, am I about to have another episode like I had last year where I pass out? And CJ steps up to the podium wearing his winter cap.
Yeah. I'm so soft.
Yeah. Yeah. Said he looked like like an alpha male on the Polar Express.
I saw that.
It was almost Christmas.
Yes.
No, I think the Carolina Panthers are going to be a better offense this year. And we probably should have addressed this earlier, because a lot of fans, I think, had this thought, and understandably so, that, all right, wait a second, this is a really good defense, and they're allowing these big plays versus the Carolina Panthers offense. And the Panthers offense was better in the second half of the season than a lot of people realized, because just nobody was paying attention to the Panthers. Yeah. But what the heck's going on? I think the Panthers' offense is going to be better. I think Tet McMillan, the receiver, is really interesting. But they're also a defense that that was their problem last year. They were awesome in so many respects, but they allowed too many big explosive plays.
Mm-hmm.
So that part, that's one of my kind of bullet points that I went into training camp with that needs to improve this year. And you could argue that they didn't, for that one specific practice, I don't feel a whole lot better about their ability to stop big plays. I would tell you that some of the big plays were really nice throws by Bryce Young to well-covered wide receivers.
Yes.
He threw one to Xavier Leggett. It was classic, just between Leggett and the sideline. There was a Derek Stingley. Derek Stingley allowed a big reception to Tet McMillan. I'm not so sure. I didn't get to watch the whole play, but it was a crosser. And in situations like that, I wonder if the safety help was where it was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes me nervous still about the big plays, because, yeah, safety's kind of an issue right now.
Yeah, big time.
Two of your three best safeties are either injured or in the middle of a court proceeding or also or injured.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Text message. We'll hear one more from Will. Damn, Will made me tired with that clip.
Let's see. This is I'm going to play it directly off of YouTube.
Okay,
see if it
okay.
sounds any better.
All right, so this is. I can't hear it.
Yeah, man, I was just telling Bryce how much I miss playing with him, man.
That's a later one. That's not the right one.
Okay.
I think that first one was a real speed.
He sounds slower in that one, though.
Slower there. Did I fake news, Will, with his fast talking?
I think you might have 1.25'd him, man.
I was complimenting him on what he was saying.
Because I watched it yesterday, and I would have thought, like, that would have popped with me yesterday in watching it, that he was talking that fast.
Yeah. All right. This is bad radio work, and I'm doing right
now. It's 1.25, Will Anderson. It's a scandal. Last one from Will Anderson. How exciting is it to be in front of the fans?
Man, it's always a good time to see the fans, man. They give us so much energy, man. The energy that they bring here, it just makes us want to go a little bit harder. And we're very appreciative from just sacrificing their time to come out here and watch us, you know, do what we love. And they get to see some action, man, get to see a little preview of what the season's going to look like. So a huge shout out to the fans for coming, as always.
I think you 1.25.
Why are you lying on me like this?
It feels like you did. I don't know. Ben, where are you on this? Does that sound like it was? It sounds sped up. He might just talk that fast.
It's tough to tell. It sounds like it might be, but it's hard to tell.
It might be
because he has so much good energy.
I'm
not accusing you of anything nefarious. You might have fat fingers.
When I'm doing shorter videos, sometimes with guys who are slow talkers, I'll speed it up to 1.1.
I always speed up podcasts that I'm listening to.
I'm like when I'm actually producing it and putting it out there.
Oh, I see.
If a guy's kind of a dull speaker, I'll put it to 1.1.
I ain't Will.
And if anything, I should slow it down for
right,
him.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if it happened, it happened. You know, it's not
I'm gonna
a
be
big
so
deal.
Angry. I know you're sitting here consoling me for something that we don't even know if it actually happened or
I
not.
I said if. Yeah.
You son of a bitch. You're gonna be lucky if I show up to the pregame tomorrow.
You better show up to the pregame tomorrow.
I'm gonna show up with all the audio that I bring at 1.00 speed. I'll tell you that much.
That's right.
I don't know why you'd ask otherwise.
Someone says, slow down, Will, on the text page.
He's always been a fast talker.
He has.
I think the thing that was notable about that first clip was he was fast talking without a single hitch in his delivery.
He was smooth.
He didn't pause, didn't have to misspeak or anything. It was genuinely impressive. As somebody who struggles, because I'm a fast talker myself,
right.
I have a hard time spitting things out as quickly and cleanly as he did.
Okay, and you're a broadcaster now, so do you agree with this?
Kinda.
Will Anderson.
I'm more of a guy that plays YouTube videos from my computer into a microphone.
Will is going to be in the booth or on ESPN after he retires. I could definitely see that. He probably would need some coaching, though, on his cadence. Like, he can't talk as
they
fast
always
as he
want
does.
You to, well, but they always want broadcasters, TV people to speak slower.
Yeah.
They believe the TV audience prefers people to speak more slowly.
So you need to be coached up on that.
I can't stand. No. I think Will, especially in explaining things, doing a breakdown or something, he'd be awesome because he could do it in 45 seconds.
That's true.
Yeah.
Efficiency.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That is freakishly fast.
Someone said he sounds like a drug commercial disclaimer.
Can you play? I should have Will. I'm sure he'd be cool with this. I should have Will do all my disclaimers for Mokarem injury lawyers.
And Underdog.
And like any of my ads that have disclaimers, I'll have Will do the technical jargon.
That would be amazing. That would be amazing. Text in 713-572-4610. He's so excitable. I think he's naturally 1.25 speed, someone said.
There we go. Okay. I'm gonna tell me if you can hear this.
Okay.
This is the original cut right off of YouTube. I checked it's at 1.25.
Which cut is this? Because then we can play it. Ben can play it right afterwards.
I don't know because I'm trying to scroll on YouTube. I think this is the one that's that we played.
Okay.
Going before we get to the season to see different looks, to see different schemes, go against different guys. Just to see what different teams are, how different.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
I don't think you sped it up. Ben, play it one more time. I think it's cut one.
Yeah, it was good value. It was just to see something different early on before we get to the season, to see different looks, to see different schemes, go against different guys, just to see what different teams are, how different teams are.
Yeah. Seth, I apologize. I'm a big enough man to even. I didn't accuse you of it, but I brought up the possibility. Even me bringing up the possibility that you, master editor, would have somehow sped up Will Anderson.
Who are the fastest rappers? Eminem's pretty fast.
Pretty fast.
Right?
Yeah.
He's like the Eminem of
press
of
conferences.
NFL press conferences.
Will Anderson.
When it comes to who is the Eminem of the NFL, I always think Will Anderson.
Always.
Yes.
Same guy. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you. Final segment of the show coming up. All right. We got big news on something that I follow very, very, very closely, and it has to do with the Texans.
Is it the integrity of your co-host?
And we'll,
is that what you always follow?
No, I talk about that.
Scrutinized?
I talk about that behind your back. Yeah, I don't bring that up on the air. And also, we'll get you ready for tomorrow, Saturday, Texans Panthers. What are we looking for in tomorrow's game? We'll talk to the guys on In the Loop, find out what they've got going on. We'll do all that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. I feel weird sitting on this side of the desk.
We're trying to be good neighbors, good teammates.
Let John and Reggie.
So John and Reggie don't have to shuffle around in the middle of their break.
Yeah. This is the first time I've ever done this, is come over to this side of the desk so that then when they get in here, they can just slide right in.
Yeah.
Thanks for making me look bad, man.
Well, you know, I guess it's a little,
you did
it
this
feels
first.
A little bit like putting the seat down on the toilet, where you're like kind of like, well, yeah, I'll put the seat down, but that also means that how come I'm the one that has to be responsible for putting it up?
Yeah.
Why don't you, when you're done, leave the seat up for me,
Lopez,
just in case that's what I need?
Lopez is going to be shocked when he comes in here and sees me on this side, because I've heard him bring it up on their show before I don't do that, mm-hmm. whereas others do at the station, and I'm like, I got a lot of moving parts, man. Whatever. And so it's anyways. This is very inside baseball right now. If you're not watching on YouTube or Twitch, you have no idea what we're talking about. But
Will Anderson could have said that whole spiel in like three and a half seconds.
Are you kidding me? Yeah.
I fact-checked myself during the break. That was Will Anderson speaking at his normal pace of speed.
Was it really?
Which is 600 words per minute.
Oh, my God. Hey, Ben, do you still have Will Anderson open? Can you play cut one again?
It was good value. It was just to see something different early on before we get to the season, to see different looks, to see different schemes, go against different guys, just to see what different teams or how different teams are going to attack us. And I think it just gives us a good, clear picture of how we're going to be attacked. To share on defense, you know, some of the different looks we're going to get, some of the different runs we're going to get. So I think it's very important for days like this.
I would tell if Will ever gets into public speaking someday, and he could, he's an inspirational guy, slow down, because you'll get paid more per word.
45 minutes is a long time.
It's
to
a
be
long
on
time
stage,
to talk,
especially
yeah.
when you're doing 3 speeches in 45 minutes.
That's right.
Yeah. So and I hope he doesn't drink, like he can never drink coffee or anything. You know how
his
I am.
His tongue will just go flying out of his mouth.
You know how I am sometimes when I come in and I accidentally drink twice as much coffee as usual. Like but it's a little bit, it's a little too sped up, Sean.
Yeah,
it's a little too much.
It is.
This is the Panthers game. What you have to worry about with the Panthers game.
Okay.
What were you talking about this segment?
Two things. Okay. Let me bring up two things here. One, the thing that maybe only I care about on this show.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Nico Collins. Mm-hmm. Who has been named the 32nd best player in the NFL?
Yay!
In the top 100.
It's finally happened.
Hell yeah!
Yay!
This is actually significant. Like, there's only a few. No. In terms of, there's only a few receivers voted on by his peers. Blah blah blah. There's only a few receivers left that haven't been named, and that Nico got named number 32 playing 11 games.
Right.
I think it's a sign of respect.
Yeah, no, I think that the book on Nico around the league is, if he could just play a full season,
32?
He's probably a top three receiver.
Yeah.
No, and 32, it's 32.
All players.
There's 32 teams. You only get, on average, one player per team on average. So it's tough to be in the top 32.
He's 32, man. Yeah, he's 32. So we have Joe Mixon, 58th, Will Anderson, 46th, C.J. Stroud, 39th, Nico Collins, 32nd, and I think we're still waiting on, for sure, Derek Stingley Jr., and I'm like 99.8% for sure, Danielle Hunter.
That'd be a big surprise.
Will Anderson made it, and Danielle Hunter just didn't make the top 100.
And Danielle's been on it every year, hasn't he?
He was 68th last year,
okay.
I think. Yeah, so he had a great season with a team that I think had brighter lights shining on it than the Minnesota Vikings did.
Yeah, as J.J. Watt would point out, he's been kind of toiling in anonymity in Minnesota because they just don't get as much national attention.
It's just wild because they've been a good team the whole
time. Right,
right.
Yeah, I don't know what that – but when J.J. first said that, I was kind of like, I don't know. Minnesota's – I mean, they've been in the league forever.
They've been better than the Texans have been during Danielle Hunter's career.
Yeah, and yet it kind of tracks when you think about it. People just don't talk about the Vikings a lot except for when they're at the top tier pinnacle.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a quarterback thing.
Yeah, you know? They haven't really had that guy.
That's
right?
Probably what it is. You know, like the Texans got a whole lot of talk a couple years ago because the rookie quarterback was playing
C.J.
so well.
Stroud. Yeah. Yep. So there you go. Okay, things that you are looking for in this game tomorrow between the Panthers and the Texans.
Offensively, two things that we've continued to talk about and they remain the key issues is pass protection. And can they run the football?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the only two things I really worry about. CJ in the passing game comes after those two things because those are the two things that have held CJ back in the passing game. I really have zero worries about whether CJ is going to assimilate into a new offensive system well enough or not. That's so far down the list of things I might be concerned about. My question is, as CJ is assimilating into this system, does he have the support of a good run game, and does he actually have time in the pocket?
Mm-hmm.
We've seen a lot of growth and progress in the last week and a half or two in that regard. You go from the Monday in West Virginia where the offense was just a complete
abysmal.
Mess.
Abysmal. You can't overstate how bad they were.
Yeah, they've really made a lot of progress, and I think that would probably coincide with, the offense has been installed a couple of times. You install it in OTAs, you install it in the first couple of weeks of camp, and now they can get down to just executing and getting reps. And you're starting to see some progress. The offensive line looks a lot more cohesive than it did at times last year. And last year, remember, in the preseason, you barely had any of the starters out there at any point.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to figure out if it was Damian Pierce's fault or any of the four backup offensive linemen he had in front of him on some of those run plays. So I want to see the run game look better than it did versus the Panthers in the practice and look more like it did in that first series versus Minnesota.
Okay.
Pass protection, just keep CJ standing as long as he's in there.
Before we get to what you want to see on the defensive side of the ball, I've got three players that I'm looking forward to watching in this game on the offensive side. I want to see Ariante Ursery build off of the first performance he had against the Vikings last week, hopefully for more than 10 snaps this time. So I want to see that. Two skill guys I want to see. I want to see if Xavier Hutchinson continues to build on the good week plus of practice that he's had. He's been very good in practice for the last week and change, and he was singled out a couple of times. Yeah, I mean, they were asked questions about, D'Amico and CJ were asked questions about Xavier Hutchinson. But they were both talking about him like he it feels like he's the guy who's going to make this team, mm-hmm. I think. So that's number two. Number three, we didn't see a lot of this in the game against the Vikings. I'd like to see some third down situations where we get to see Woody Marks do what they brought him in to do.
Yeah.
We didn't get to see a lot
as
of
a
that.
Receiver.
As a receiver, yeah.
You know, and it's funny. I'm more encouraged and excited about the fact that he looked good in pass protection.
Yeah.
Because that's harder to do. And
you have to
more,
just break out and go catch
and
a ball.
And it's less common. There's lots of speedy pass catching running backs that can look good in the preseason as receivers. There's not as many that actually look like they know what they're doing in pass protection.
Yep.
So that was big, but it would be fun to see him as well. I think Jaden Higgins, I'd like to see, like Jalen Noel is not been running with the ones as much, and he's had some good flashes with the twos, and we saw him do some
yesterday.
Good things in that game the other day and yesterday.
Yesterday too, yeah.
So like, and I think they're very, very happy with Jaden Higgins. I just want to see some more of this new toy we have.
Yeah, indeed. All right, what about on the defensive side of the ball?
Defensive side of the ball, really, I don't have any worries about Danielle Hunter or Will Anderson, but I also just want to see them on a football field at mm-hmm. the same time, again, in an actual regular season game, because
yep.
they've been so good against the Texans' offensive tackles, which always raises, you can't enjoy it.
Yeah.
Because you're wondering, like, okay, well, all right. Yeah, I know it's Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter, but you guys are going to face some good pass rush.
Right, in week one.
Yeah.
Week one.
So, like, can we get that? So, on the offensive side of the ball, they've gotten better at it. I just want to see kind of Will, because he's continued to refine his game, and he's looked like a more polished pass rusher in a lot of ways. And not that he was bad before, but he just looks more polished this year during training
camp. So, you want to see Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter play in this game?
Yeah,
that's okay.
I shouldn't,
that's okay.
But yeah, I do.
I don't.
Well,
but
part
it's
of it
okay.
is part of it is I. This is what I want to see is good safety play, and
yeah.
exactly what and who and how it looks. And then I also want to see Jalen Smith do some good things.
Yeah.
When he's whether he's in the slot or wherever they choose to play him, that's the cornerback depth. It's very few teams where you feel awesome about the cornerback depth,
right.
But with this particular team right now. If Jalen Smith can be a really good draft pick, really worth a third-round pick, and be somebody you can depend on, it puts them pretty substantially ahead of
dude.
Where I feel about their cornerback depth right now. And I try not to think about the fact that last year was Derek Stingley's first completely healthy season.
Yeah, I was trying not to think about that either.
Now you're going to be thinking
Thanks
about it all the time.
Thanks for pointing it out.
Yep.
Jerk. It's funny, it's like you're reading my mind. The three defensive players I had written down that I'm looking forward to seeing tomorrow. Number 30, Jalen Smith. I had him on there for the reasons you just brought up. Number 52, Daryl Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm guessing if we see Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson, it will be brief.
Mm-hmm.
A series, maybe. I wouldn't mind seeing Daryl Taylor get in there early if the Panthers are going to play their ones, because they have a good offensive line, the Panthers, or at least they've invested a lot in the offensive line. They're an improved offensive line, I'll put it that way. If they're going to play their starters for three series, I wouldn't mind seeing Daryl Taylor get in there for a couple of those series
yeah.
against some ones, because he's flashed some things in camp too.
You know, he's not a big guy. He's an undersized defensive end,
mm-hmm.
but I think he's big enough that you should pronounce it Daryl Taylor.
So, is it Darrell?
Put some respect on his name.
Is that
Sean.
Is it Darrell?
It is. I no, okay. but you know, until
is this a Taylor Trammell situation?
Yeah, it's a little bit. Okay. I know. I went back and forth because I heard enough people say Daryl Taylor that
yeah.
I was like, oh, I guess I was wrong on that.
Yeah,
so, yeah just,
I've heard both.
I'm not messing with you.
I was
Sean.
Trying to kind of in between pronounce it. I'm like, it wasn't full on Daryl, but it wasn't full on Darrell. I'm like,
well, that's like
Daryl Taylor.
Yeah,
just mumble.
Well, Danielle Hunter's a little bit like that too. Anyway, Danielle Manning was the one where it's you got to say Danielle and like
Stress
cut it off at the end though, right? But it's not Danielle. It's it's hard to masculinize Danielle.
Yeah,
but somehow you do it.
Yeah, you do it. Well, you better do it.
Darrell Taylor. The thing about him is he's undersized. And one of the knocks against him has been because he's undersized, he hasn't been as good at against the run as he is as a pass rusher. I was encouraged by some of his reps versus the run the other day because it didn't look at all like a guy who only cares about the pass or anything. He really worked hard to stay in his gap and play his responsibility and looked stouter than I think that you might expect based on his size.
Yeah.
He's on a one-year prove-it deal. I think that there's a chance that sometimes when you get in a guy like EJ Speed or Darrell Taylor – one of the conversations sometimes teams will have with the player and the agent is like, look, I know it's a one-year deal, but we'll go ahead and, you know, we are sure there's going to be some packages where we can really highlight what you can do.
Yeah.
Darrell Taylor is, he moves like a linebacker. So, like, with some of the blitz packages and some of the things they can do with him, maybe off the ball.
Yeah.
I saw him. I shouldn't. Anyway, I think they're going to do some good things with him.
Okay. Yes. There you go. Yes. My third one was EJ Speed. Okay. That I'm looking forward to seeing.
And EJ Speed's another guy, yeah. That,
he's had some good, he stacked some good days, as they like to say. Seth.
What's the term you saw yesterday that they're saying now? Instead of stacking,
No. That was stacks. Oh, when no, they use it for 100. Keep it a stack.
Keep it a stack.
Instead of keep it a buck or keep it 100.
You hear that, old man Lopez? That's what you're supposed to say now.
I say that all the time.
Keep it a stack.
It feels like we only started saying keep it 100 like 9 months ago.
I know. I was still getting used to that.
Yeah.
Using the little 100 emoji. Jerks.
Didn't we decide that keep it a buck is one of those sayings that drive us nuts?
Yes, we hate it. Yeah, and that's why I hate keep it a stack just as much.
I wasn't all that crazy about keep it 100.
Yeah, no, right. None of them. Yeah. What did I tell you? When you and I are sitting on this side of the table, when they come in, that John Lopez is going to have some sort of comment or...
He checked your temperature.
He put his hand, the back of his hand, on my forehead as if to check for a fever.
Yeah.
Like I'm doing something out of character, John Lopez. First of all, let me point out, let me be very clear. I am no noble saint here. Seth sat on this side of the table, and so I said, well, I guess
that
I better do this
too. That was very unnecessary, I know.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, that was harsh. That was harsh. Hey, you'll be happy to know, as you've already noticed, I actually logged out of the computer as well.
I do too, every day.
Yeah.
Twice.
The night. That's not noble. That is
every day.
I'm about to curse. Are you saying I don't log out of that computer?
No.
Drama.
What are you talking about?
Well, no. When y'all were gone, I always had Sean Bajani's stuff.
Yeah, right. Sean Bajani's the one that doesn't log out of it. I'm about to come over there and slap you. I am a meticulous logger out of the computer. I come in here and Bajani's logged in. This is
your
the
logout. It's disgusting.
I feel like Sean is deflecting right now.
This is the leaving the toilet seat up thing. Yes, the night show leaves the computer logged on, and I got to log it. It takes 8 seconds every day. So
who are you, and what have you done with Sean Pendergast?
I'm just doing it to keep up with Seth. That's all. Don't get used to it. Don't get used to it at all, especially with your little wisecrack of putting your hand on my head. I thought maybe I get a thank you for it, but I guess not. So how you guys doing?
Fantastic. Actually, you gave us the question of the day.
Just now?
Yeah.
Like, what is it?
What is something that a partner of yours does that like a new thing they
do? You hate to do that you got peer pressured into doing, because I heard that Seth peer pressured you to sit on the other side of the table.
I got my answer. There you go. Done.
I got mine.
Peer pressured into sitting on the other side of the table so Lopez can get ready for the show.
The first thing that jumps to mind is there were times in my life where where you're doing something stupid as a group, but because I was kind of like the leader of the group, of like a group of friends, or like the oldest kid I was usually the first to jump off of a railroad bridge into a stream that we'd never jumped into before.
Yes,
I gotta show that I'm not scared.
That just means you're brave.
I'm gonna do this. So it's not peer pressure necessarily, but it feels it's like pressure of. Pressure of the whatever your role or your high where you are in the hierarchy.
You gotta live up to that.
We used to call it scum jumping. You go jump off of old railroad bridges into
I like that. Scum jumping.
Well, a lot of times because it is like
it's scum.
Is that the height or the abandoned cars that might be beneath the surface?
Yeah,
but it's the actual algae that's all over there. It's disgusting.
Well, or like rocks that you can't see underneath there too.
Yeah,
you know?
That's why we call it scum. Was because all the algae. All over the algae. Some of this stuff. Yeah.
Did you ever go skitching back in the day?
Skitching.
Skitching.
Yeah, I'm only asking you because you grew up in an Arctic environment like I did.
No, what's skitching?
You grab the back of a bumper of a car and they drive with a friend, not like a stranger because they're just going to take off. You grab the back of the bumper and you get in the middle of the street with snow on the street, and it's like almost like water skiing.
Oh, my God. Oh, like on your sneakers.
On your sneakers,
Oh, wow. Yo, who did that?
Been derailed by many a pothole, skitching in the streets of Connecticut.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
That'll do it.
That's really stupid.
It was going to be like a Marty McBride thing with the skateboarding.
Marty McFly, yeah.
Yeah, him too. Yep. Marty McBride was a real world one that he was based on.
He was
I never heard that.
It was based on a true story. It was Back to the Future, the time machine.
The only ones that came to mind back in the day, and I've said this on the air, I've never been like a big marijuana guy. Mm-hmm. You know, I just, I don't, I'm nothing against it. I think it should be legal. I mean, my kids do it.
Yeah.
My son, the airline pilot.
My son's
like
get
a
high.
Chimney.
My sons get high.
Caught him in the middle of this morning.
When were you peer pressured into it?
In college, all the time at parties.
Oh, yeah.
All the time. I was like, well, I didn't want to be
do
there.
It. Yeah. Do it.
Like, people talk about peer pressure with drinking and all that, but you can get away with not smoking weed.
Yeah.
You know, just say, I'm just going to have a beer, whatever. But I always went and smoked.
You know what?
Anyway.
Well, back in the day when it was more of a scandalous type of thing, I think there was probably a part of it where people are like, we don't, you know, the guy that's not doing it is the guy that goes and tells somebody about it.
Yeah, the mutually assured destruction of it.
Right. Right? Yeah,
like if you are participating, you're not going to send yourself down.
That's why you always make the new guy pull off the murder and the burglary,
right.
I've learned.
To make sure he's one of you.
Right, yeah. He's a good fella. Yeah.
He's a good fella. The other one is a lot of times, you know, my wife is a school director, and a lot of times I'll go to events, and they always make me be the MC. You know? Always. Like, oh, well, you do radio. Like, why don't you do it? I'm like, okay. Sometimes I just want to go eat and drink, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not big in impromptu speaking.
Yeah.
I can do it. But when people are like, Sean, you get up there and talk. Like,
yes.
I was not planning on talking.
were we talking to somebody? I was talking to somebody not too long ago that had to deliver a eulogy for somebody he didn't know.
Me.
It was you. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
That's a peer pressure situation
that,
there.
That was exactly the case.
Yeah.
You know, it was the Aggies, you know, big event, you know, every time they
you
had
got hit with the Hey You Talk
April
for a 21st.
Living. Yeah. Yeah. So it was a general.
How did it go?
I don't think well.
I appreciate the honesty of that.
I can't remember because I remember you telling us that. I couldn't remember you told us before you did it or after you did it.
No, I don't think it went very well.
If I'm, if I'm looking down someday from my, clearly, like, I'll probably have the most expensive seats in heaven, of course, and I'm watching my funeral, and they roll out some dude that didn't even know me.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'm going to feel about that. Now, yours wasn't a eulogy,
It was an Aggie muster.
It was right. So it wasn't a like event. A eulogy at his funeral.
But he was supposed to speak, and they died before.
Oh, wow.
Go say some words about him.
Yeah, that's good reason for a good haunting, isn't it? Like, all right, so I died, and none of y'all cowards wanted to get up here. Y'all just had some random
stuff. I got you, Seth. I'll say some things about you.
But you know him.
I'm going to have Will Anderson do
used
it.
To speak. Yeah, oh, yeah, it'll be. Oh, that'd be great because we'll be done in 5 minutes. Yeah. The whole ceremony would be over. It'd be great.
But he'd be real excited about it, though. The passion.
Oh, that's who you want. Someone excited about death.
I can get Will. Yeah, I wish I could get Will. We should have Will go back in time and reenact things that went poorly in front of a microphone in Houston. Like, have Will Anderson answer for David Culley. Like, hey, Will, why did you accept this job? I'm just so excited. I met all the people in your organization. It's just incredible. The city is. It would be the exact opposite of David Culley.
Oh, my God. Or video famous speeches. Like, one side of the screen is the actual speech. The other one is Will reciting it.
Yeah.
You see how much faster he's going? That would be crazy.
But it's got to be bad speeches. Because his enthusiasm, kids, people are going to give you all kinds of tips about public speaking.
Yep.
And if you get too mired down in your hand gestures and your elocution and everything, you lose sight of the fact that by far the most important thing is to be enthusiastic about what you're saying.
You're 100% right.
Everything, so many great speakers are actually, by the textbook, not that great.
Yeah.
But they're so enthusiastic and so passionate that they become great speakers.
Keep hope alive.
Yes. That's great advice. Yep.
Before you guys go, can I ask you guys to help arbitrate or litigate something that's happening between myself and Lopez?
Sure.
You know, we have this
right, Reggie.
Thank you. I appreciate look, the check's in the mail.
Damn.
But I feel like we have this pet cat's point thing, and it was just supposed to be like a way for us to kind of get a little bit of an idea of what's happening.
Like basically we all picked before training camp started.
Yeah, our pet cats.
Oh, okay.
And now it's gotten way more competitive than I anticipated.
Okay.
And I asked you, Seth, like the winners yesterday, but how did Jalen Noel look specifically yesterday? Because he's saying that he needed a pet cat point for yesterday, and I feel like I attributed everything properly.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys feel like he was
Seth mentioned him by
yesterday?
Name.
He had a big touchdown later on in practice, he had we weren't there for this, but I know he had a catch on the
over the middle
opening drive.
Yeah.
That they scored a touchdown on.
He had he only caught one pass from CJ. He was 1-for-1 on targets from CJ. So I don't know. I think
Touchdown was from Davis.
You guys had asked me his actual mood, just how he looked in general, and I kind of described him as an athlete.
Yeah. You gushed about Berrios. You gave Hutchison a little bit of love. You talked about D'Amico. I don't know. I'm not hearing a pet cat point here.
I want my pet cat point.
I don't know the necessary criteria for a pet cat point, but I thought like, Jalen Knoll did some good things at practice.
Dude who
yesterday.
Had a great day on a day.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But,
yeah. Is the just generally kind of the idea here.
No. We can give half points.
I'm not getting half points. I'm not keeping up with half
Let's
points.
Let's do decimals. 2.68 cat points. Yeah.
I feel like you're already in the lead. Quit pushing it.
He wasn't, and this isn't me just picking on you, John, because mm-hmm. you checked my fever before you came in. I don't know, if you had asked me if I called in from practice,
mm-hmm.
I probably wouldn't have brought up his name.
Okay, that's
But he did some good things.
That's all I needed. All
right.
I would have brought up Hutchinson.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Hutchinson had 5 catches, and he's looked really good for the last week or so.
Yeah.
I put him as a lock to make the team today.
Right.
Agreed.
I slammed the prison door.
I can accept that.
That was my lock sound.
I can accept that.
Did I mention, because I was, you know what I was planning on talking about was just the three, like the wide receiver, Xavier Hutchinson
mm-hmm.
and Braxton Berrios and John Mechie.
Yeah.
Did I actually say Jalen Knoll instead of one of those guys?
No, you handled it perfectly.
Yeah. But for the record, you do not want to go to the museums with Amy today, right?
Wow, what a jerk. I appreciate the 713 for reminding us what this crosstalk is brought to you by. The crosstalk is indeed brought to you by CNN.
This is war.
Oh, I thought, you know, I'm sorry. Forget what I said.
Amy brought up the possibility of going to the planetarium today. In the car this week. And in my mind, I'm going, I might need to just decompress on Friday because it's been a long week. And so I specifically said to John, don't bring that up on the air.
For whatever it's worth, the planetarium Sean, it's very decompressing.
I know. No, I've been to it.
I know you're not a big napper.
Yeah.
But if you are, there's a good chance you might end up in one.
No, we went into it last time we went to the museum, and I really liked it. You're just staring up at the stars the whole time.
Is it
the actual stars?
The feeling of being infinitesimally small that
helps
you get to sleep?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
They have like a little breeze going over you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That sounds nice.
So, you know, the stoners like John obviously enjoy like kind of maybe being in a certain state
John
of mind.
John and his kids.
Yeah.
I didn't feel bad. John outed his kids. I'm in good company. I love Jacob and BG and Leah. Yeah,
John, basically an HBO series. John's family is. Yeah,
unbelievable. All right, boys. Seth, antibodies to you.
Antibodies
and to Reggie.
Don't Bogart John's.
Go
whatever,
cough in John's face right now.
Bogart John's.
All right, boys. Have a great show.
Thank you.
You are listening to KLT AM, KLT FM HD2 Houston, an Odyssey Sports Station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.